I am glad you're listening to this station today. I am Barrington Brennan, counseling psychologist and marriage and family therapist, with your daily relationship nugget. Is it okay to marry someone who is much older or younger than you are? My answer to this question is not to condemn or condone, but to cause you to think objectively. Truthfully, how much older or younger might be the concern? Then, it does not matter who is older, the man or the woman. It all depends on your outlook on life, personal needs, and the philosophies. However, we are learning that great disparity in age may not be wise. Also, when it comes to great age difference, the age when one gets married might also be important. For example, if one partner is 20 years old and the other partner is 45 years old or 25 years older, this might not be wise. Both are at different maturity levels and will most likely view life differently. This can cause serious hiccups in the marriage. The younger one wants to get out and have fun with his or her energy, and the older one may want to settle down and stay at home or do more serious things. Now let me pause here and share my view of age differences in marriage. First, it is my view that it does not matter who is older, the man or the woman. The older women trend in marriage has been around for centuries. Second, it is my view that the age difference should not go beyond 7 to 10 years, male or female. Why? Because that difference in age, we get into generational differences and perhaps health and lifestyle differences and even life experiences that can be difficult to understand or explain to the younger one. Third, it is my view that couples should go through the lifestyle changes and adjustments together. Menopause, andropause, retirement, fading, energy, and etc., etc. Usually, a 7 to 10 year difference is not really that noticeable, and even sometimes the older one can look younger and has more energy. This is with understanding that the age of getting married, that neither partner is an emerging adult under the age of 25. As stated earlier, if one partner can be viewed chronologically as a minor, 18 to 25, although legally an adult, the older one is 10 to 20 years older, this might be a great mistake. However, with the same age difference, but getting married at an older age can be less of a concern. I encourage individuals listening today who are falling in love with someone who is much older or younger to consider these points by psychologist Zwan Villenis from his article Age Differences in Relationships. Point 1. Love can be fickle, and we don't always fall for the right people. Sometimes a significant age gap makes a relationship impossible. If you get married to someone who is very young, it might cause legal issues. Don't be mesmerized by the beauty, sexiness, or intelligence of the partner. Be real. Be objective in understanding that the age difference is too great and might be harmful. Point number 2. Before you begin a relationship with someone much younger or older than you, it is important to make a careful assessment of your motivations. Love knows no age, but if you date only people who are members of a different generation, it might reveal something about your approach to relationships. While people who date only individuals much younger or older than they are owe no one an explanation, it may be helpful to consider underlying reasons. Some who date only much older people may be seeking a parental figure more than a romantic partner. They may be insecure about finances and thus want to be with someone established in his or her career. If you have a history of dating people who are significantly younger than you, maybe you like feeling like your partner admires your experiences, or perhaps you're just not physically attracted to other people your age. Number three, if you insist to be marrying someone who is much older or younger than you are, psychologist Swan Villainis wants you to consider the following. No matter how understanding you are, it is likely that you are going to bump up against some generational differences. You might have different political views, find each other's more obnoxious, or have no understanding of historical events that profoundly influence your partner's life. Bridge this difference by probing deeper and making a concerted effort to understand your partner's viewpoint. A big difference in age provides you with the vulnerable opportunities to learn about alternative perspective and differences. Point number four. Although age differences can create some challenges in your relationship, focusing too much on age can backfire. While you need to be understanding of generational differences, attributing every disagreement to your age, your partner's age, can leave you both feeling self-conscious and misunderstood. If you are frequently telling your partner his or her age that it doesn't matter, your partner might end up feeling like age is a significant issue, or even that you're in relationships specifically because of the age difference. They were the 4 points by the psychologist. Friends, if you find yourself having to explain to others the age difference, or you often feel embarrassed about the age difference, then it'll be foolish of you to get married to each other. That will be a built-in recipe for disaster. In Glamour magazine article for July 2016 by Ashley Ross, it states that couples with a big age difference need to think things through or risk finding themselves at conflicting stages in their relationship. End of quote. Don't let the need for sex, urgency to get married, or fear of getting too old lure you into a trap of making poor decisions. Take your time. Think clearly. This has been your Daily Relationship Nugget. I am Barrington Brennan, keeping a smile on your heart.